It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, good Monday to you. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Is a global recession on the way? Just look at the front page of the Drudge Report to have part of your answer. David Fisher joins us to discuss in our money segment. Can AOC be taken down in District 14? A Democrat stepping forward to challenge her. Gina Loudon here to talk from the campaign trail and that whole Hunter Biden controversy. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
In a sense, he's right. There is a deep state. There is a bureaucracy in our country. What Trump calls the deep state in the United States is protecting the American people and protecting the Constitution. It's a positive thing.
Did you just hear that? That is James B. Stewart. He's a New York columnist, New York Times columnist. And he was on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie from NBC. And he actually said what you just thought you heard him say. And this is the first time we've seen it admitted from someone in the know. But yes, there is a deep state. Everything that Trump has been lambasted for, everybody's, oh, look at him. He's talking about that funny deep state stuff again. I guess what? A New York Times columnist just admitted that was all true. But here's the real catch, friends. They're doing the people's work. They're protecting the Constitution. These unelected, faceless bureaucrats hiding out in these organizations, undermining the will of the people. They're supposedly protecting the American people and the Constitution. Here's how the entire question went down with Savannah Guthrie. Listen.
Interesting that you really tackle this issue, because deep state is one of these phrases that really wasn't in our political lexicon until a few years ago with President Trump. And his central allegation is that there's people inside these government agencies actively working against him. What did you find?
Well, you meet these characters in my book. And the fact is, in a sense, he's right. There is a deep state. There is a bureaucracy in our country who has pledged to respect the Constitution, respect the rule of law. They do not work for the president. They work for the American people. And as Comey told me in my book, thank goodness for that, because they are protecting the Constitution and the people when individuals, we don't have a monarch, we don't have a dictator, they restrain them from crossing the boundaries of law. What Trump calls the deep state in the United States is protecting the American people and protecting the Constitution. It's a positive thing.
It's a positive thing. You heard him say that. Thank goodness they're protecting the Constitution, the people, when individuals, we don't have a monarch or a dictator, they restrain them from crossing the boundaries of law. So here it is, friends. Here's the new woke brainwash. The deep state is real, but it's necessary. We need them to keep checks and balances on the power. That's what they're going to try to make everybody think now. Oh, well, you have to have the deep state. Now, considering the fact that the New York Times, NBC News, and most of the rest of the mainstream press have denied that it even existed for the last 3 years, strikes me both dishonest and highly hypocritical to now come out and say, oh, well, it's good. It's going to bring accountability to government. When they admit this, notice how they wrap the rhetoric. It's all patriotic, protecting the American people, protecting the Constitution. They make an assumption that, you know, the happy chat host, Savannah Guthrie, I'm just so happy to have a TV job. She sits there and doesn't even challenge him on it. But the assumption is that the American people are too stupid to understand what he's actually admitting. And then he does what all leftists do. Well, deep state, you know, because, you know, we're not a monarchy or a dictator, implying that President Trump is acting like one. His entire premise is asinine. It's dishonest. And he says it with such flamboyant arrogance. It's like he just drips disdain for anyone with eyes and ears who specifically disagrees with what he's saying. Wrap them all up. Stewart, The Times, Guthrie, NBC News, fill in the blank. All these journalistic goons believe that they exist above the law. They look down on we the people and the Constitution. That's why they want it to be a growing document. That's why they want the Electoral College change. They don't trust the elections of 50 individual states. They want to just have one big mob rule. They revile being referred to as swamp rats when we call them that. But they have no problem on their own picturing every supporter of the president as some sort of inbred hillbilly folk with missing front teeth and poor grammar. The truth is the deep state, this network of people that are not elected, exercising unprecedented power grabs, harassing a lawfully elected president that voters in 31 of 50 states stormed into office with, are actually the opposite of what Stewart's claiming. He says they're there to protect the Constitution of the people. They took an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they violated it. They may claim to be patriots, but they're traitors. They claim to be working to protect the American people, but they are working against them. They claim to be heroes. Jim Comey, hero of the year. But in actuality, he's a criminal. Newsflash to the media. This cabal, this group of tyrannical, abusive elitists, you're not the accountability laid out in the Constitution. Hey, geniuses, listen to this. The executive branch already has accountability. It's called Congress and the judiciary. Co-equal groups of government empowered to slow things down per the vote of the people when the people deem it necessary. Congress passes the laws. The executive signs or vetoes them. The judiciary determines if they're constitutionally sound. What we don't need is a bunch of bureaucrats believing they know so much more than the voters or, by chance, the equal branches of government. It's the height of arrogance for the deep state to now try to paint itself as some sort of victim and simultaneously as heroes. They drummed up every bit of the false narrative, from the Russian hookers to the Ukrainian military aid, every attempt they can to undo the accountability that the people are bringing to Washington, D.C. It's time to deep six this deep state, especially now that they admit that they exist. Time to put all these jokers in jail. Trump got in trouble on set. Well, I say in trouble. The media didn't like the fact. Saturday Night Live, Michael Che didn't like the fact that he made fun of Lisa Page and Peter Strzok at his rally over the weekend. Break my heart. You rabid, egotistical elitists think that you don't report to anybody. And now you've got this guy selling this book that says you believe that it's your job to protect the people, that you're just doing your job. You've pledged deep respect to the Constitution. No, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And the Constitution doesn't say anything about working against or undermining the people. My mother had a phrase for when you got really uppity. Like when you were really out of your spot. When you really overstepped your line, when you really put it out there, she called it unmitigated gall. That's what this is. Unmitigated gall. The arrogance. The we're better than all of you, dumb, idiot, hill folk. Friends, we're not going to let them do that. They can come up with all this fake stuff on Ukraine and Russia and everything that the American people are beginning to like just tune out. We're not supposed to notice, by the way, that Hunter Biden resigned over obvious conflicts of interest with his Chinese corporation. He's taking some sort of pledge that he's not going to, you know, if his father gets elected, he won't work with any foreign governments. Hey, why didn't you keep that pledge when he was there last time? If you didn't do anything wrong, why do you step down now? What difference does it make, Joe? Hunter? unmitigated gall. We're better than you. We will live in such a way that there's one set of rules for us and another set of rules for you, and we'll tell you to pound sand if you don't like it. That's what the swamp has done for generations. It's time to end it. They're saying that they exist. Let's go rout these suckers out and smoke them out and get rid of them. We don't need more of this. And that's what we're going to get if we don't reelect the president of the United States. I'm Kevin McCullough. Coming up, Gina Loudon, Fernando Cabrera, David Fisher, all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at some heavy volume in New Jersey on the Turnpike southbound Western Spur from 18W down to 15W. Southbound Eastern Spur heavy 16E down to 15X. Car and truck lanes not bad on the southbound side, but northbound we're slow approaching the Eastern and Western Spur split. Very slow here on both sides of the Newark Bay extension from 14A in Bayonne across to exit 14 in Newark, especially on that eastbound side. As you leave New Jersey for Staten Island, the Goffles Bridge, that looks to be a very slow ride. Outer Bridge crossing, also a pretty slow ride. Bayonne Bridge, at this point, your best way between New Jersey and Staten Island. As we take a look at your ride across the Hudson, about a 15-minute delay outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 5 to 10 on the city-bound side. 15 minutes inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, less than 5 on the outbound side. In Manhattan, northbound West Side Highway, a slow ride from the 120s up into the 150s. That's all because of an accident. Southbound, heavy GW Bridge down into the 150s. Coast to coast, heading uptown on the FDR, you're fine. Southbound, we're slow 150s, right down towards the 90s. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas explains religious freedom.
It is the right given to every American by the founders in our Constitution to live out our faith in a robust way. You can live out your faith 24/7 when you're on the job, when you're in school, when you're teaching school. You can be who you are. You don't have to hide it. The founders gave that to us.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you feeling, as fall has set in, that you're finding yourself a little bit, you don't have the energy to keep up? We've got three kids in three different schools going to 90 miles an hour. It's tough around the McCullough household, but we're doing better than we've done in the past, and it's because I'm on my daily dose of Balance of Nature. 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables in every day's dose. And sometimes I take a little more. If I feel like I got the little sniffles coming on, or I feel like I'm fighting the allergies, I up the dosage. And guess what? I still don't get the seasonal bronchitis that I used to get every single time the weather changed. I haven't gotten it in 4.5 years. Balance of Nature has changed my life. And right now, I want you to try it. Your skin will look better. You'll have more energy, but it'll improve the quality of your life. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, and that will give you our best pricing and free shipping. Plus, we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. We're going to get the best pricing and free shipping on all your orders, but also get a $25 off first order only. Limited time offer. Don't wait. Call now. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code, The Answer.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once. Over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The New Jersey Business Action Center reminds all New Jersey businesses it's hurricane season. Are you prepared? Be sure to house documents on the cloud and raise computers above flood level. keep all of your insurances current and identify backup locations. Make sure to stock a disaster kit with water, a battery-operated radio, flashlights, and a first aid kit. We can be ready. Business questions? NJ Back has answers. Call our business helpline at 1-800-JERSEY-7. Sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
In that letter through his attorney today that's posted online, we see that Hunter Biden is saying that he's pledging to avoid any potential conflicts of interest if his father were to win the election in 2020.
All right. And he resigned effective October 31st, which I don't even know why you have to wait another 17 days. Just resign today. Really, your Ukrainian is so vital, or your Chinese is so important to that Chinese board, you've got to give them 2 weeks notice. They can't fill your spot. I'm a bit cheeky today. It's Monday. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Dr. Gina Loudon, she has multiple degrees in human behavior. And Dr. Gina, I was thinking about this. And, you know, when you're raising kids, you're in a great laboratory because all of these things that you profess to practice and believe are always being tested, right? So as you say stuff as a young adult, that might be fine until you have kids come along. They see what you say versus how you live. And then all of a sudden, so I'm everything's under the microscope now for me all the time. And so I put things under the microscope and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so we're told by Joe that nothing untoward happened, nothing bad happened, nothing immoral happened, nothing illegal happened. So if that's all true, and the media is certainly giving him a pass on it, then why does Hunter Biden have to step down at all? Why does he have to stop doing business with foreign entities? It seems to me that if everything was on the up and up, the very last thing you'd do is step down. Am I just confused about this?
Right, because when you have no guilt, you just would keep doing what you're doing and just dare anyone to cause any problems for you in that. But that's not what he's doing, and that's because he knows. Look, all you have to do, I saw Don Jr. this weekend, and I had a opportunity to visit with him a little bit, and he goes, if I were making 150, he goes, oh, heck, he goes, if I was making $1.50
right.
in Ukraine, can you imagine the outrage? The media would be all over it. Why is there no investigation of Hunter Biden? Why are they investigating everyone and their dog around this president? Everyone that Rudy Giuliani's ever known in his entire life is now under investigation. But why is there no investigation of Hunter Biden? And why does Hunter Biden have this guilt that he needs to quit if he's doing nothing wrong? They're trying to reframe it, and they love the big lies. They know that big lies work with those who are especially susceptible to socialism.
Yeah, or people that just don't think. And see, that's the problem with my listeners is that we emphasize clarity here. So I'm just sitting there today going, I was actually at the gym trying to go through my I tried a new class today. It's high intensity training mixed with yoga. And I'm terrible at all of it. But I was sitting there and I was thinking this story was in the back of my head. I'm like, why is he stepping down? Like, seriously, if you don't have anything wrong. I mean, unless the bare bones truth is you were obviously doing corrupt things. And so this is why you're obviously stepping down.
No, that's exactly right. And this is guilt by his own admission. I mean, if you think about it, that's exactly what this is. And I think that the American people, even if they can't articulate it as well as you do, because that's your job, Kevin, or if they can't think about it the way I can, because this is my job. The American people know this.
Yeah.
On a basis level, American people, they're going, this math doesn't happen in my brain. And they don't even have to think about why it doesn't happen in their brain. They just know it doesn't. And this is exactly why this president is in the upper 90s of approval rating with the base, because they know, they're like, wow, we got to hang on to him, because that other side, they are a bunch of crazies.
Well, and they're corrupt, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. You didn't hear my monologue tonight, Dr. Gina, but my town hall column on Sunday was all about the actual admission by James Stewart, a columnist for The Times, over the weekend with Savannah Guthrie. He comes out and says, Yeah, there's a deep state. Now, they believe that they're there to provide checks and balances on the tyrant or the monarch. But yeah, they're all, you know, they're loyal to the Constitution and they're trying to protect the Constitution and the people. And I'm saying, no, that's not how the founders did it. They said there's a judiciary and they said there's a Congress. And guess what? All of those branches are accountable to us, the people. The people are actually the ones that hold them accountable, not the other way around. And they live, these leftists live in such an imagination of their own that they even say that, and Guthrie doesn't challenge him at all. Like he just like blurted it out and she never comes back at him. But now that they've admitted it, Gina, we this should be like stuff that like gets into every campaign commercial. Yes, the deep state exists. We still haven't drained them and we've got to get them out.
Yes, the campaign commercials are so easy to write. You and I fantasize about doing that, I think, for our living for the next year because it would be so much fun and so victorious. But, you know, they need to understand one thing, that tyrants don't come in as disruptors from the outside. They come in from the deep state always. And that's one place where they get it so severely wrong. They also, by the way, don't give the people back their own freedom and power. That's not the way tyrants work. But
right.
They tend to get those details overlooked as well. But no, you're absolutely right. And this is a great, simple point that I hope every one of your listeners will go out and put on social media today, that if Hunter Biden has done nothing wrong, then why would he step down? It makes absolutely no sense. It's admission of guilt by action.
You know, when my kids are acting guilty, I always am like, you know, well, why are you acting guilty? If you didn't do anything, then you should be fine. But it's funny how the giveaways, the tells, as they call them in poker, present themselves pretty easily. Hey, Dr. Gina's book is called Mad Politics. If you haven't read it, you need to. In fact, you should get two or three copies and give to people before the 2020 election gets here, because it will actually really help you understand exactly why the president has been so successful in turning things around. And at the end of the day, Gina, I think that's what it's about. I mean, we're talking about in remarkably dangerous times, a guy that has had such a steady hand at the helm. For everybody that calls him crazy and you know, off the handle and, you know, objects to his Twitter and all this other stuff, look at the calm in his policies. Look at the serene stability that has been brought to the American economy, to American defense, to the issue of terrorism globally, all the stuff that, you know, he's just gotten up every day eating his Wheaties and just go about his job, do his job. Yeah, he gets a little animated on Twitter at night. He had 59 tweets on Saturday or something. But do I care about that? No. I want the trains to run on time. I want the economy to keep humming. I want him to be doing exactly what he's doing. And that's why we elected him.
That's right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Dr. Gina, the Mad Politics. Get the book. Follow her on Twitter at Real Dr. Gina. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, someone who's running against AOC and actually has a very good path to beating her. We'll talk to Councilman Fernando Cabrera next on Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sunshine and 71 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, it's a celebration of Italian-American heritage today in Midtown Manhattan. James Flippin reports from the 75th annual marching of the Columbus Day Parade.
There's no shortage of controversy when it comes to Christopher Columbus, whether it's the question of removing statues or doing away with the name Columbus Day altogether. Some take issue with the way European exploration changed the lives of indigenous people, but that journey on the Atlantic in 1492, still taught in schools.
I had a poem in kindergarten, like it was about Columbus. To celebrate what Christopher Columbus did for us.
Parents telling their kids there's lessons that connect to today.
Immigration, right, and a lot of things changed. And there were a lot of social pressures. Really a special day to commemorate all them.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
Police are on the hunt for a stolen car after it was taken while a 6-year-old boy was in the back seat. The white Acura MDX has a Georgia license plate and was reported stolen around 1 o'clock this afternoon. It had been parked along Avenue L in Canarsie, and the vehicle was last spotted heading northbound on East 96th Street. Authorities are urging anyone with information to call the NYPD. In sports, Devils lose again. They fall to the Panthers 6-4 at Prudential Center. Islanders beat the Stanley Cup champions at the Coliseum this afternoon in overtime by a score of 3-2. It's a travel day in the American League Championship Series, Game 3 between the Astros and the Yankees at the stadium tomorrow afternoon just after 4, and the series is tied at one game apiece. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, 5 to 10 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Citybound side, about 10 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel, 15 minutes in, not bad out. About 5 minutes in at the GW Bridge. Your forecast, not bad tonight. Clear skies, overnight low 52. Sunshine tomorrow, high 64. Rain heavy at times, especially in the afternoon on Wednesday as the nor'easter makes its way towards the area, high of 64. Then partly sunny Thursday, high 57. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
You know why I know America's the greatest nation on earth? You know, AMAC knows we're the greatest nation on earth, too. The Association of Mature American Citizens and their nearly 2 million members. The next election is going to be here before you even know it. Will we continue down freedom's road to greatness? Now, the AARP wants you to believe that they're a nonpartisan organization. You got to understand what you're supporting is belong to the AARP. They backed Obamacare, strict gun control, federal funding for Planned Parenthood. AMAC fought against all of those things. That's why you got to join AMAC today. We're almost at 2 million strong. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com. $16 a year. You'll get discounts on hotels, travel, restaurants, and more. And you'll be represented by an organization that represents 50-plus Americans with our values. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com, GallagherForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-6229. Toll-free, 855-624-6229. Get your AMAC senior card now.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is one of those things where I get accused all the time of only supporting Republicans. I get accused left and right. People always, you know, first thing they do when they see me in a public event, why do you only support Republicans? And part of that has been because the Republican Party in its platform has held to principles that I believe more strongly in than the Democratic platform has, and for a long time. Issues of race, I think that that, you know, individual responsibility in the workplace is better than affirmative action. Issues of life, I think that you should always defend the life of the innocent. Issues of family, they've tended to be more pro-family. But I also recognize that in a place like New York City, that you don't always get to make an impact if you're in a party that doesn't get any votes. And that's one of the reasons why I've been glad to support Councilman Fernando Cabrera in the last number of years. He serves District 14 in the Bronx. But guess what? Guess what? He may have a chance to undo one of the greatest disasters we've ever sent to the Congress of the United States. So I'm welcoming him back to the broadcast. Pastor and council member Cabrera, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you, sir.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's always a
privilege to be with one of the top 100 radio show hosts in America.
You're very kind. Hey, that and two dimes probably won't get you a cup of coffee unless it's in our office. Hey, let me ask you about this, because I've talked to some of the Republicans that are running for this seat. You reached out to me last week and you said, Kev, I'm going to run. And I'd wondered if you had had any interest in this. To be honest with you, I hadn't spoken to you, and then we were at an event together. And I just thought, you know, if you're going to knock off AOC, the Republican positioning to do that is going to be a little bit harder. You think you have a path that will not only challenge her within the base of the Democrats, which you already serve, but for the good of the center right voters that are in that district. Talk to me about what your strategy is.
Absolutely. The fact is, if you look at Congressional District 14 that covers part of the Bronx, part of Queens, that district is actually a centrist moderate district, moderate to the right. And so it reflects the values that I carry myself. And so when you have an AOC that has not been in the district, who has brought zero results in the district, who has been divisive, to say the least, who has, we lost 25,000 jobs through the Amazon deal, $27 billion worth of tax revenue. When you see that the community, the crime has risen 90% in Northern Queens in 1 year alone, Kevin, the people in the community say, we need new leadership. They know what I have done the last 10 years as a council member, majority whip leader, pastor for over 30 years. And this is why people are coming to Cabrera for Congress.com and saying, hey, we want to help. We're getting just flooded with emails, support, financial support. People are saying enough is enough with this extreme left approach that does no one any good, and she hasn't done anyone any good. And so it's time for new leadership.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that. And, you know, when people do give me a hard time for supporting mostly Republicans, Fernando, I've talked about you. There's a handful of Democrats that I have linked arms with in my history, and every one of them have been people of character and people of being able to keep their word and produce results and do the things that they say they will do. I don't always agree with everything about, you know, maybe the party that you're associated with. But what I love about you is that you are bold, even in the city council, on issues of importance that have to do with the very close social issues that I hold dear, and in caring about people before anything else. You've always spoken up. And that's the one thing. I mean, this AOC has raised a ton of money, and she's gotten her name in every newspaper and on every TV camera that she can. But I don't even think, Councilman, that she's even set up a district office. Has she? I read reports weeks and months ago that she had not had a district office. But, I mean, that alone, like, you're not even there. How can you be doing the work of the people?
You know, she lives in, first of all, she lives in Washington, D.C., in a luxury apartment, while her district is failing. On top of that, there is no Bronx Congressman Alexandria Cortez office. She's trying to pair up with an assembly person there, but the people in the Bronx deserve better. She was the very last freshman Congress person to be able to put one in Queens, and the people in the Bronx have been neglected. She took forever, and then trying to make a phone call in the office. You're not going to get a life person.
I actually played that voicemail on the air, Councilman. Okay, friends, we're almost out of time, but here's the thing. I'm going to have Councilman Cabrera back often in the next few weeks. Go to his website, CabreraForCongress.com, CabreraForCongress.com, and then follow him on Twitter at FCabreraNY. That's at F Cabrera NY to follow him on Twitter, and go to his website, Fernando Cabrera, CabreraForCongress.com. Cabrera is spelled C-A-B-R-E-R-A. Family, faith, and community. That's his platform. That's what he's standing on. And in the Democratic primary for the 2020 seat, he's got my vote. Councilman, thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, come back. A big money day. Lots of news about the markets when we continue. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you wrestle with back pain? Lower back, neck, upper back, sciatica, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, anything that's debilitated you from walking due to the amounts of pain that you're experiencing? Well, I want you to talk to my friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. I just got to see her the other night. It was so good to see her. And I tell her every time I see her, I say, Dr. Keller, you know why I love sending people to you? Because I know how much you care about them. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And she's committed to eradicating that pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with the life-altering decompression machine, the DRX 9000. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc or a spinal stenosis or sciatica, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that doesn't involve surgery or put shots in the system. Find out for yourself how you can help alleviate that pain and do the things that you want to do, like walk freely again or play with your kids and grandkids. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know back in 2010, laws were passed here in the United States giving the government the authority to take money from your bank accounts, your 401ks, IRAs, anything that is electronically connected? Sounds scary, but it's already happened in eight other countries in the last 7 years. And I'd like you to have the facts about how to help protect yourself if this bail-in ever comes to fruition. You could get the white paper put together by Landmark Capital, my very good friends, called The Coming Bail-In. It's in its seventh edition. See how all of this was set up to help manage the nation's out-of-control debt and learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing some of those funds into resources that the government just can't touch. So when the bail-in happens, you have peace of mind. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575 and ask for The Coming Bail-In. Say Kevin McCullough was talking about it. 844-604-2575 or visit landmarkgold.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gambling can be fun for most people, but for others, it can quickly become a problem with devastating effects. They may be gambling away their health, their relationships, their happiness, and their family's future. At 800-GAMBLER, we know that problem gambling has many faces. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, by calling the confidential 800-GAMBLER helpline. Or find out more online at 800GAMBLER.org. We've changed the lives of so many, and we continue to be just a phone call or click away. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so earlier today, I'm looking at the Drudge Report, and right in the center column, I believe, there were these two headlines back-to-back, one of which is that there is a significant concern now globally that a global recession is on its way. I think Bloomberg was reporting that. And then the next article just underneath that was, is there a global gold rush coming? And the assessment of that article was that there, in fact, is. So given all of that and considering what happened on Friday, we've got a lot to talk about with David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital and joins us once again, per usual, on Mondays to talk about the economy. Hey, David, welcome back, by the way. President Trump announced a trade deal on Friday. It looks like they've got a handshake with China on some of this. It looks like the intellectual property is going to be included in it, which they had that had been the real sticking point. Talk to us about what it means.
Well, there's actually three major things, a trifecta that happened on Friday that sent the Dow up 300 points. The agreement, a hopeful agreement between UK and EU, a Brexit deal. But the Fed announced that they're going to inject $60 billion a month in the short-term treasuries, quantitative easing. And, of course, the front-page headline is the trade deal, with President Trump's announcing a huge deal tweeted between us and China. This is coming after 18 months of negotiations. China has some doubt. Wall Street has some doubt, but the president and his team are very hopeful. So this is not a truce. It's not a complete deal. It's more like a handshake. And really the significant thing, Kevin, is that China is agreeing to purchase $40 to $50 billion of soybeans. They didn't give us a timeline or when they would start. So it's a little bit still up in the air. To put this into perspective, the trade deficit between China and us is $419 billion. So this is only going to affect it by about 10%. China is saying that they want to have another meeting before they can actually finally decide on what they're going to decide on. So it's kind of up in the air, but there's a reprieve of tariffs not being increasing on $250 billion that was supposed to happen on October 15th. Now it's going to get pushed out to December. But the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is saying this whole thing is going to cost the global economy in 2020 around $700 billion, the equivalently size of the Switzerland's economy. So it is a big deal. We're still talking. That's the good news.
All right. Well, and that is good news. I mean, considering how bad it's been and how stagnated everything has been. But let's talk about that that headline that I saw that said global recession. Lots of advisors from lots of countries seeming to weigh in on this. Is the economy headed towards a headstrong recession, as that article from Bloomberg seemed to point out on the Drudge Report?
Well, there's a lot of things that have been leading up to that report, and here's another one. The IMF, speaking of them, they just issued a warning that the global growth is now going to be cut to the lowest since Lehman Brothers. The head of the IMF, Christina Georgieva, said that, quote, global growth trade is now close to a standstill. The global economy is now in a synchronized downturn, and 90% of that glowing growth is now slowing. So we're seeing a huge change in the economy. We're growing the previous year's three quarters back to back. Now we're having the big slowdown, Kevin.
Does that necessarily mean that a recession is on its way, David? I know that these things are cyclical. Can you have a growth, an accelerated growth period follow a growth slowdown without actually going into recessionary times?
Well, when you look at the other factors that we were talking about, when yields go negative, when yields make the big downturn that they've been doing, and the index managers fund goes negative. So there's a lot of factors that are saying that we're headed towards a recession. It's a matter of if but when. But here's another one. Central Bank, the Dutch Central Bank, on their website over the weekend announced that the system could collapse. Here's the quote. If the system collapses, gold can serve as a basis to build it up again. Gold bolsters confidence in the stability of the central bank sheet, a sense of security. So the Dutch bank, central Dutch bank, is admitting that we could have a collapse. That's shocking to hear, that a central bank is something I never even say. They are coming out and saying we could possibly have a collapse. And they're also telling us you got to have some gold. They went on and say in the report that gold is the trust anchor for the financial system. If the whole system collapses, gold provides collateral to start all over. So something is up behind the scenes for a central bank to actually say such a thing.
Well, and here's the other point that I want to remind my listeners of. David has had so many predictions on this very broadcast that have come true. And one of the things that he's also told us to keep watch of were how the central banks were acting when it came to gold. And David, you've told us that for months, maybe a couple of years now, that they have been buying gold at a more accelerated rate than they had in the last decade or so. And that is, it would seem to play into what the Dutch central bank is warning there, that, you know, for their own well-being, they're stockpiling gold to have that foundation ready to start over again.
Yes, and on top of that, you got to check how safe your money is, because the FDIC just came out last week, since our last show on a week ago, and they said that the public now holds a record of $7.7 trillion of uninsured deposits. They're actually saying only 1.4% of deposits are covered if we have bank failure. So your money is really not as safe as you think it is in the bank by the FDIC, because they don't have the money to insure it. This is why we're an advocate. Gets the money in gold. The bail-in is a real thing, and it's shocking that the central banks are buying a significant amount of gold, which is driving gold up. But it's also shocking to hear a central bank saying we could have a collapse. I've never heard that in 26 years of being in my industry. So something is up, Kevin. This is, you know, imperative that you get some information on the bail-in, because something is in the undergirding system. Is the red light is flashing by a central bank to say such a thing.
Yeah, the coming bail-in, it's the seventh edition of the white paper that David has authored, and he's updated it every year with new information. The newest edition handles a lot of this current data that we're talking about on Money Mondays. And friends, you can get a free copy. It's called The Coming Bail-In. Just real simple, the bail-in is where the government taps into your accounts electronically and takes money and puts an IOU in replace. Now, when they pay it back and how they pay it back and all the rest of that, who knows? But if you don't want to have your money taken by the government, and we now have legislation that allows them to do so, the Dodd-Frank Act says that they can do it, then you've got to be prepared. The coming bail-in, go to landmarkgold.com to get a copy, or call them. That's the easiest way. Just call them today. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks for all your help.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought, coming up next.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. From now until Columbus Day, Balance of Nature is offering $25 off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This special is ending between now and October 14th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, US Mulo, 52 weeks, 714-19 by UPC, MLVO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats, and worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Amberin.
Amberin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Amberin is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Amberin now, my energy is back, and those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Amberin works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, there's a lot to enjoy this coming week. Friday, we are going to be at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. Are you going to join us? Lisa Patman from Good Morning America's Grillmaster Challenge will be there, and Chef David Burke. It's going to be a lot of fun. We get underway at 3. The broadcast goes until 5. That's when the hors d'oeuvres come out, and then the dinner after that. You want information, go to Ventanas's website or call them. But get your reservation. They're going quickly. I think the chef's table is even already sold out. But that's this Friday, 3 p.m. in the afternoon is when we get started, and going until about 10 p.m. in the evening with the final things that they've got on the agenda. So that it should be a lot of fun. Hope you will be there with us coming up this Friday night at Ventanas at the Modern. It's our next edition of Dining Out Dialogues from Kevin McCullough Radio. All right. We've been talking a lot about the 2020 race today. Hunter Biden has resigned his post with a Chinese firm that he got billions of dollars from. He said he's not going to do any more work with foreign countries if or when his dad is elected president. My question earlier in the hour was, why do you have to not do that if what you did wasn't wrong? And wouldn't it have been wrong for him to be vice president and you to do it just the same way? But someone else is also not answering questions. Her name is Elizabeth Warren. In fact, she's been asked 17 times in recent days this very question that Jake Tapper asked her this week.
Would you raise taxes on the middle class to pay for Medicare for all, offset obviously by the elimination of insurance premiums? Yes or no?
Costs will go up for billionaires and go up for corporations. So do you think then that...
So she, 17 times, that's what the ding of the bell was, 17 times when she's asked about will taxes go up on the middle class, she doesn't answer the question, and she says costs will go down for the middle class. She's even asked by Chris Matthews, obnoxious, snotty-mouthed Chris Matthews actually goes after and says, look, you're avoiding the question. She's like, costs are going to go up for the rich and the upper class, but for the middle class, costs will go down. And they say, well, what about taxes? And she won't answer the question. Friends, she's going to raise taxes on the middle class. You need to understand that. Bernie Sanders at least honestly saying he's going to. Elizabeth Warren's trying to hide it. She goes, all people care about are the costs. That's all they care about. What they're paying out of pocket. But if you lower their health premium costs, and you can say, oh, look at how much money we saved them on their health premium, but they're paying three times as much in taxes. Is that really a win-win? I don't think so. It's just another way of delicately lying to the American people, which is what the Democrats have become quite good at least in the presidential field. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.